Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. And, you know, they seek to attack us on a number of fronts. It's not just, you know, it's not just COVID jabs, mRNA attack and all of that. It's not just the climate change scam. It's also the digital currency. Now, I talked a little bit about that yesterday in a podcast, and there were a few additional points I wanted to take a few moments to talk through with you so that we can all understand exactly where we are going and when we're going to get there. Because be under no illusion that they have a target, I believe, of 2030. 2030, which, you know, time goes by quick enough, that 2030 will be here. And we need to understand where they think that we will be by that point. So this is where the digital currency, which, of course, the Bank of England is boasting about how they're going to be bringing it in, how it's going to impact on us. And so here's a number of points. Have a think about these and let me know what you think. Okay, so this new digital currency, when it comes in, which will be replacing cash, could mean that employers might say to you, well, look, we can only pay you in digital pounds, you know, or we can pay you the X amount in digital pounds. However, if you insist on being paid, as it were, in old currency, then it's going to be X minus whatever transaction. And even then they might choose to say, no, we can't do that. I'm afraid your wages will be paid digitally. It's safer. It's for your own security. And what are you going to do? You're going to refuse your own wages? No, you're going to accept them, aren't you? That means you instantly are hooked now on digital currency, whether you liked it or not. And you can also have situations, for example, when sellers, online sellers such as Amazon, say that discounts will only be available in digital pounds. So in other words, if you want to get the best price, then you need to buy digitally. And again, think of the power of you know, things like Amazon or eBay or things like that there. There's so many trading platforms. If those trading platforms all became digital, then what are you going to do? You're going to hold out against Amazon? The 20,000, they talked about there's a cap of £20,000, is the max that you will be allowed to have. The reason for that is that it will create a scarcity. If that's the max, then there's obviously a finite amount of digital pounds. This finite amount of digital pounds means that people will scramble to get them because they want to get their discounts, and they know that the discounts come from the digital pound. So you can see how commercially there's a carrot and there's a stick to this. And the first 5 years will be carrot, not stick. These people are not stupid. They're talking from 2025, this comes in. And from 2025 to, yes, that date, 2030, it'll be lots of carrot, lots of exciting discounts if you accept and buy into the new digital currency. The stick comes later. The stick will come in 2030, but not for the next five, not between 25 and 30 it doesn't come. Or if it does, it will be very, very gradual. You won't even know it. You know, the proverbial frog in boiling water syndrome. These people know what they're doing. They understand that slowly catchy monkey. That's what they want to do with all of us. Now, there's other things that they can do. For example, unemployment may well be ratcheted up because that ensures a much bigger catchment for digital currency. So put that on the list. For example, you want to get your benefits? Yeah, we only can, because it's coming from the government, digital pounds only. So do you want to refuse your benefits or do you want your benefits? If you want your benefits, be a good boy or girl and just accept them. I understand that some benefits are now only paid if you have a government ID portal. There's already a thing called the UC portal, which is a universal credit portal, which encompasses all benefits and is connected to all credit agencies. So, for example, if you're in debt, it will be deducted from your benefits. But the amazing thing is that these groups, who are the ones who will be essentially at the sharp end of the stick of digital currency, these are the people who'll be begging for it. They'll be saying, yeah, please give us our digital currency now. Because these are the same people who said, please give us our vaccines now. Give us that sweet elixir of life mRNA jab and give us it several times as well. There'll be other things, you know. For example, if you want a higher credit score, well, if you use digital currency, that could incentivize you. That could be an incentive, couldn't it? And this is the way, folks, they're going to do this. They're going to make it financially very, very attractive for people to move into the world of digital currency. There's the stick, though. The stick comes in 2030, because in 2030, let's imagine now that, I don't know, 80% of the population is on digital. I think that's entirely plausible. Then comes the situation where the 20% are going to be punished for starters, so they're going to be the first ones to get it. But then the 80% who have already sunk themselves into it will discover that the state then will be able to essentially grab control of their finances, what they do, what they spend it on, when they spend it, all of those things become factors which AI systems within the whole digital space can control. So by 2030, you're going to be a digital serf. This is what we all need to understand. That's why so many of us talk about cash is king, because cash gives us freedom. Digital currency gives us enslavement. Thanks for listening.